Hi, dear listeners. Today on the podcast, Get More, we are super lucky. We have Andy Gwynn. I hope I pronounce it nicely with us. So, Andy, let's start like with everyone and tell us, who are you?
Oh, that's a great question, Thomas. And it's a pleasure to be here. And for a German guy living in France, pronouncing a Welsh name with no English vowels in, you did perfectly.
Thanks.
Who am I? I don't know. Someone who's passionate about success and actually sharing that success, helping other people. I quit employment 20 years ago and set up as a business coach. A lot of people might have heard of Action Coach globally, and coach business owners to grow businesses. And I think the biggest thing is what stops us and holds us back. It's what's inside. You know, I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, I can teach someone how to write and put together a sales script, but if they have a fear of rejection, they probably won't pick up the phone anyway. So a lot of the work is around working with the individuals. I just love business. I've been in and around business all my working life. But I live now down in southern Spain. And the last 15 years, I've been niching into helping people get more results from LinkedIn. To the point that the last 7 or 8 years, we have an amazing automation that is unique, that allows me to go and generate leads for my clients. But the niche within that is helping people to get attendees to their events and their webinars, and then coaching them through how to deliver better webinars. But I'm also so fortunate. We'll talk about, you know, growing networks, and it's as much about who we know as what we know. I have some investments around the world because people have come to me saying, I have this investment. I want to get to people with cash. Can you help me on LinkedIn? Of course I can. I have been doing that for real estate property investors in the UK for 15 years. By the way, tell me about your business. Wow, this sounds exciting. I'll invest as well. And so I'm working with some amazing people and friends of mine now with sort of world-class investments. And we're using LinkedIn to get to that. So I work a few hours a day. I work mornings. I'm on my roof terrace now looking down the valley to the sea in southern Spain. I've put a t-shirt on just for you because your listeners would not, or you would not like to see this without. But we're now in March in 22 degrees. So I'm living my dream. I ride a motorbike. I work a few hours a day. I want to work less. I work with the right people. And it just allows me to be able to share what I've got with other people and be near the sea in the sunshine, normally in shorts and no t-shirt.
What a shitty life. Who are you?
In Spanish, es mierda.
I'm not far south from you because I'm the southeast of France on the Mediterranean coast, but still we are lacking 3-4 degrees in comparison to you. So
yeah, but in a few months' time, I'll be moaning that it's too hot because I'm British.
Yeah, same here. So yes, you're talking about LinkedIn, and I noticed, in fact, that because I'm also a big fan of LinkedIn. I mean, that's how we started talking about having you on the podcast. But I noticed that, in fact, not that many use LinkedIn to generate more business, or they see it like a way to have a digital resume, you know, and maybe find a job or not, even though finding a job is looking for leads at the same time. So what made you understand that LinkedIn is a good way to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think more and more people are realizing it, but I think it stems back to the fundamental issue people, especially in business, have, but I think people anyway. So my background was sales and marketing. My background was a business coach teaching people to predominantly market and sell, build their businesses, a lot of other things around business, finance and recruitment and people. But also, obviously, business is heavy around the small business owner around sales and marketing. And I was on LinkedIn from day one in 2003. When I got trained as a business coach, I was told, get on LinkedIn. And I did nothing but connect with fellow franchisees, my peers around the world.
Right.
With Action Coach. And it wasn't until about 2010, I sat down and looked at LinkedIn and I just went and connected with a chief executive of a business I wanted to get to. He accepted. I went back to him and said, would you like to talk about how I can help you generate your salespeople, generate more sales? He came straight back and said, I'd love to. Here's my cell phone number. Ring me tomorrow at 10 o'clock. That's how clearly I remember this. Because I just sat there and went, I've had 20 odd years in direct sales and this suddenly negates cold calls, getting to gatekeepers, and it's talking to people with permission. So I started to use it to develop leads for myself. Naturally went, well, I can teach my clients this. I can now go out and sell this and get more clients and teachers. And I, in the end, I was making more money more easily and getting results for, with my clients more quickly than I was trying to coach business owners through growing their business. So I just niched into it full time. And I think the reality is what LinkedIn was set up to do and what some people think it can be done. And remember, I've been teaching this for 14 years. And people still don't get it. Yes, the way I work with my clients is different than back then. That was in-house trainings and webinars and stuff, seminars. Now I'm delivering for people's campaigns and activities. But fundamentally, people do not know how to market and sell effectively. I don't care whether it's asking your friend to marry you or trying to sell yourself into a job or sell the concept of getting your kids to clean the room, let alone selling products and services. And I think selling services is even more of a skill than selling a product. People don't know how to do it. And fundamentally, after 20 years of this, it still surprises me that people go into business and I still get business owners, very successful entrepreneurs saying, we don't want to be pushy in sales. Who I never use the word pushy to people. So people don't know how to market and sell. Yes, more people are active on LinkedIn. There was a big surge at COVID. Not just of activity, but also new users, but they still don't know how to engage in the right way. So it's so easy. You and I are connected. We connected 3 years ago, but you came to me a week ago and said, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? Why? You must have looked at my profile, seen what I can do. And you reached out to me and here we are together within hours and days because of LinkedIn. So A, people don't realize the power of what they can achieve with LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And we talk about me living down here and you asked me how I got this house just before we went live. And I do believe it's as much who you know as what you know.
Yeah.
And that famous phrase, I can't remember who quoted it originally, our network equals our net worth. Mm. You know, most of my investments now, and I'm making more money on return on investments than any high street banks and investments. It's way off mainstream and it's awesome. Because of people that came to me through LinkedIn.
Mm. Yeah.
Does that answer the question?
I think people don't understand the power of the network, as you say. You know, it's part of the things as a 10X business coach with Grant that we explain is that use your bloody power base. Use the people you know. No, and people connect on LinkedIn just, oh, I get a connection request. Yoo-hoo, let's connect. And they don't do anything with it. But I mean, those people are your power boys. They are first rank, right? So they should, I don't say they do, but they should know something about you. And if you contact them, they at least they can see your profile and get something out of it. So, and people, I mean, fully agree with you. They completely miss that target. They run after new leads where in fact, they have those hundreds of contacts. Oh. Where everyone knows you have to be above 500 so that you get the special, you know, not a specific digit, but you have more than 500 or more than 500 contacts whatsoever. So, yeah, and you miss that opportunity. I mean, and it's amazing. So I fully agree with you. So
it's interesting because the core of, I said, I don't work many hours a day, but my business, the core, we have three things. And the core of one of them, the core of my business is delivering on your profile to connect and engage with new contacts and your contacts to generate you leads, whether that's a phone call or to your website, whatever you want. And I automate that. And I work with you on the messages and the searches. I used to go out and say to people, we can build your new connections by X, which a lot of my competitors would do. But actually over the last few years, more of my new clients, when we first start working together, are getting leads and sales from their existing connections.
Right.
Because most people just do not engage with their connections because you can't manually. LinkedIn, I have a love-hate relationship with. It's an awesome, awesome tool. It's so functional, but they don't like you automating it. But people, I can get on my soapbox. Why shouldn't we? We automate our email and our SMS text messaging and our site and our everything else. Why wouldn't you agree for us to do that? It's about engaging in the right way. LinkedIn don't want you to upset their user base. I fully understand. When people say to me, I'm getting shitty sales messages. Yes, I know, because people, it's not the automation. It's what people write. People do not know how to engage. But now, I say to people, you've got, your average CEO has 1,000 connections. You have a lot more. I have over 20,000, but your average CEO has 1,000. So if you imagine each of those connections have 1,000, you've now got 1 million second tier connections you can go and connect with. I don't need to connect with third, but also if you've got you've got more than one, let's say you've got 1,000. If I said to you, what are you doing to engage with those? Most people say nothing. Well, yeah. Damn, you've built those connections. I got referred this house 6 years ago ish. And I immediately got on LinkedIn. We were in England. The house is in southern Spain. I went out to my connections on LinkedIn and I found my English-speaking Spanish lawyer, English-speaking Spanish mortgage broker within 24 hours through a referral through my LinkedIn connections. Mm-hmm. My middle nephew, when he was 21, got an internship in Hong Kong. Guess where he met his employer from? Because his uncle told him how to use LinkedIn.
And that's a good point, by the way, because, I mean... one of my boys is currently studying, so he's studying business management, stuff like that. So it's only a few months now, but no one told him to have a LinkedIn profile. I'm the one kicking his ass so that he gets that bloody thing. Oh, it's his dad. I have nothing to tell. I don't have work that much. Who gives a shit? Create it. Get in touch with people. Connect with me at least, you know. So now that he has to find for 1 month or something like that a job. It would already be done when you have a LinkedIn profile.
That's right. So, that's right.
It's very young.
So for me, I mean, my mother keeps saying, well, what will you do if you retire? And she doesn't understand retirement for me, as probably for you and your clients, means financial freedom, financial retirement.
Right.
I'll never stop. You know, if Thomas says, come and do another podcast, I'll do this. This isn't work. This is fun. You know, and it's sharing good stuff. But it's creating financial freedom because money gives me choices. And I'll never stop using LinkedIn. I don't think. I get people ask me to speak on webinars and podcasts on how to use it, because LinkedIn has been around over 20 years. People still are not utilizing it. I've been teaching it for 14. And by the way, tell your son to connect with me. He'll have 20 odd thousand second tier connections straight away. I have a free Facebook group called something like LinkedIn Mastery for Andy with Andy. There's a bunch of free resources on there. If he checks my YouTube channel out, in lockdown, I put a bunch of short videos together aimed at property investors, real estate investors, but the context is exactly the same.
Right.
So it will show him how to position and pimp up his profile and maybe some things around that.
And it will work his English.
Hey, there you go.
Which is great too. So who you are, I mean, we covered that already a lot. You said you started in business as a business coach, but why? Why did you start and why are you still doing what you are doing? What's behind it?
I think when I was 16, I was packing gloves in a warehouse. And I remember my mom coming to sit on the end of my bed with a cup of tea on a Saturday morning. I just said to her, I said, I can't do this forever. I knew I couldn't be packing gloves in a warehouse. Mm. I think I also meant I don't want to be working. I don't want to be 8 hours a day slave to the system. I knew there was something else. And I think I said to you before we came on the call that at the age of 23, I went out to Florida in the US to try and buy a scuba diving boat with a friend of mine. And I was out there a month. But the point was, I knew I wanted to live in the sun, work in shorts and a T-shirt, and I wanted to be by the sea. So I'd got this desire. But then I got into sales. I spent most of my employed career in sales and sales management. And I was passionate about, I realized now, I didn't know it then, that I love making the sale. So not so much about the delivery after, but I love making the sale because it wasn't convincing someone to get, it was sharing something. Most people in business, I don't think I've met many, maybe one, who've said, no, my product or service isn't good. Most people say, yeah, what I've got can help you make more money, more time, whatever, it can help you. I used to sell safety footwear. Yeah, I've got something more comfortable that I can get to you quicker that I can save you money on. And I wanted to share that. But I was in sales management. I studied performance coaching, understanding that I've got to help my sales team achieve more. You couldn't tell them what to do because I hated being told what to do. Human beings hate that. And then I came across Action Coach, which is the first business coaching franchise by a phenomenal entrepreneur who I'm still in touch with, even though I've been out of that franchise for 14 years nearly, called Action Coach, where it was come and coach business owners to build businesses. And I thought, well, I'm used to working in small business, growing small business. I've studied coaching. I understand the philosophy. It just ticked every box. And then I got taught that you should be growing a business to generate money to then invest. And property investing is the first, the easiest one. And I got a great friend in the UK who runs the biggest property investor training business in the country. I coached him, I've worked for him and his clients for over 20 years, and it just morphed. I've just realized you do work with clients about what's your why, you know, what's your reason? And my reason was, I don't know, I just want to make money and retire, man. And then I realized, I love sharing my shit. And then I thought, no, because I have some bad shit, as we all do. I love sharing my good shit. And I've sort of honed that as to what, so now I'm sharing, how to get business from LinkedIn. But I have an incredible, I can't call it investment. We have developed or got hold of some AI for Forex, foreign exchange trading.
Okay.
That's the best I've seen. I've got a client who's one of the top Forex trader trainers, trained Rob Kiyosaki's guy. He said, what you've got is up there amongst the best I've seen. Awesome. Where we're making, we're paying people with cash on average 5% per month. And what I get excited about is the law of compound. You understand compound interest. And I think it was Einstein who said it's the eighth wonder of the world. And actually, I learned the rule of 72, which for some of your listeners, if you take your interest rate, divide it into 72, that will tell you how many periods before you double your money. So if your rate is six is into 72, 12, take you 12 years to double your money. If your rate is 6% per month, six is into 72, 12 months to double your money. So I can be doubling my money every 14 and a half months. And I'm going, this is just awesome. I can share this. So I'm looking for people putting money in and introducers. Where was I going with that? So I'm just excited about sharing results. And I like results, like fast results. So that's what, and I've always enjoyed making money. I always enjoyed profit margins, sales figures. And now it's my own money. It's even more exciting. And I can help people do the same. So that's really what I've realized I get excited about is fast results. It's always been sales. And I've realized it's making the sale. Well, the nice thing with this investment, I really am at the peak of where we're at. And it's been LinkedIn's fault for about 4 years. I've got some investment in Portuguese property development. The English guy there came to me. Can you help me on LinkedIn? Yes, I can. Show me what you're doing. Wow, I'll give you some money. I got some money in a stock market club. Same thing happened. They came to me. I've now got money with my friend and business partner, John, with his Forex trading. And I've gone, this is awesome. Because actually, I'm getting results quickly. But I can sell this. I can introduce other people. Oh, and by the way, I haven't got to deliver anything once it's there. It's the, I guess I'm a broker. I still deliver on LinkedIn. We have also developed some tech that allows you to get thousands of views of your posts. And it's unique. It's unique in the world. I know it is. And therefore, I've set that up as a low entry membership club because people were going, I'm getting thousands of views of my posts, but I'm still getting no sales. No shit, Sherlock. That's because your content is poor. Let's teach you how to write content. So I have that. Again, it's about getting results quickly for them. They can get results instantly. I have two things. I have this membership to get thousands of views of your posts, or I can deliver on your LinkedIn strategy, your LinkedIn activity to get your leads. And I can guarantee, pretty much guarantee it. And I'm selling these investments. We've got the tech for that. And that's what juices me, is getting results. And if I get results quickly, I can share those. And actually, I'm now selling results where I don't have to deliver much or anything after. That really ticks my box, you know?
Right. But when you say that you want that you like results that come fast, you still agree that there is work to be done, right? Because there are so many people who think in our period of time in the history that everything comes at the click of a finger and without doing anything, and then they cry because nothing ever happens. So.
Yeah, and I'm passionate about psychology, and I know you talk all about the brain. I talk about the unconscious mind, and I have a great friend of mine. She was ex-head of nursing. I'm not sure whether it's UK or region, but she talks about the brain, the science, and I talk about we come together and I'm fascinated. Yeah, absolutely right. If you said to me, I've got 50 grand, and I've said, if you put it here, you can be making on average 5% a month, bang, instant. Yeah, but the backstory to how you got that 50 grand is probably not without effort. Mm. You know, we've just had some friends here for the last week, and our place is lovely. It's not big. I got it half price. You know, I've not got millions of pounds worth of mansion. But it's beautiful. It's idyllic. And they said, you're so lucky. I said, yeah, I don't believe how lucky I am. I said, it's got nothing to do with busting my balls for 20 years and nearly going bust twice. And she looked at me. So yeah, this overnight success, takes years. Absolutely. But if you came to me and you said, I want to pay you to deliver on my LinkedIn, I know I can generate you leads and new connections and attendees to your webinars instantly. So that's what I mean about fast results.
Mm.
Yeah. Of course, for personal success and financial success, of course, you've got to learn and you've got to keep doing. You've got to start by doing the 10,000 hours, haven't you, to be a virtuoso, or the hard laps, whatever metaphor you want to use.
Yeah. Fully agree with you. Fully agree with you. Yeah, and so tell me, where can people find you if they found this interesting? They want their LinkedIn to grow. They want more leads. Where can they find you?
Is this being recorded as a video or just audio?
Both, but I only use the audio on the podcast.
Okay, so
that means that no one can see the magnificent beard you have.
If you search for Andy Gwynn, and it's a Welsh name and it's spelled quite differently, it's GWY for Yankee, NNNN. There is only one Andy Gwynn on LinkedIn with a beard like this. So for those that can't see, I have a long white beard and I have long gray hair. But if you search Andy Gwynn, there is only about half a dozen or a dozen in the world. I've connected with a few others that are spelt this way. My father was quite proud of how it was spelt because there's different ways of spelling it. GWYNN. Best way to connect with me is on LinkedIn.
Obviously.
You might get some automated messages when you first connect. You and I did 3 years ago. But if you message me inbound, I will personally respond to every message. So.
That's lovely. That's lovely. So do you have any deep thoughts or insights that you want to share with the listeners?
I've got loads. I would love to do more of this with you, Thomas, because I love what you're doing. I love your approach, and I know about Grant. His Grant, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've got so many topics.
Oh, we can do more. That's not a problem.
Hey, that would be cool. I think I get people ask me, what do you attribute to success? And I do. I've had some hard times. I think a lot of people have at times. And I realized I had a fear of money, and it was a fear of loss of money. And so I've had some tough times in the last 20 years. And I think what kept me going through that was this just unfounding belief that I could make this work, that I'd got the right sort of route, product, service. I knew it was about coaching. I knew it was about business. It happens to be LinkedIn and now investments. So I think that perseverance, because we all encounter tough times, and we certainly have in the last few years, we know with COVID in the world and a lot of other things. And I think also I've always had a can-do mentality. I've been accused by people in the past of being too positive. And I go, well, if that's the worst you can throw at me, I'll have that. Because I do believe we get what we focus on. And I am passionate about languaging. You know, I've just had a guy, we're talking about my Forex investment. And he said, well, it will be, we've proven profit every month for 14 months before we went to market. That's unusual. And he said, well, it'll be just my luck that I'll put money in on the 1 month it doesn't make profit. I went, you've got to lose that shit. If that's what you're saying to yourself, that's what will happen. You know,
we've
got to be careful of what we say to ourselves. I love the phrase, and I think it's one of the most powerful things for human development, is what we say about ourselves to ourselves when we're by ourselves, or what we say to ourselves about ourselves when we're by ourselves. And I think people are not aware of what they say. And I just believe in the power of the unconscious mind and
right.
What we're verbalizing. I've got so many examples where it could be, you know, dangerous and detrimental. So I think for me, yes, perseverance. Yes, you might have to go and get help and learn how you've got to do something better, but also focus. We get what we focus on. Learn to be very careful of what you focus on and very clear on what you're focusing on. One of the best books I recommend is Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning, which brings together a beautiful five-step process around a lot of that.
Nice. Thanks a lot. That was very interesting. So,
are
there anything else you want? Oh, we have a few minutes. So, without starting a new topic, because we're definitely going to do that in some more podcasts. Anything else you want to share before we end this recording?
As I say, I love sharing, and I can talk forever. Maybe ask me a question or tell me how long we've got. I think there's so much opportunity, and I think biggest thing, again, I run a webinar where I'm talking about how to get views on your posts and how to put content together. And I talk passionately about how people need to learn to market and sell, and some of the trauma I've seen because people haven't learned to do that. And I would urge people to. And there is always a way. I think people sell themselves short. And yeah, we might get knocked back and then we stop. People don't do stuff because it's easy not to do stuff. I've got so many great examples of things we've had. I'll just share quickly this one because I'm passionate about property investing and real estate because I think that's where people can learn to invest. Although now I'm at the level where I just want to give my money to people and get a great return. Mm. And I am doing that. But I said to you, I tell everybody what you do and who you want to work with and what it is, because the power of network. Somebody referred this house to me. They rang me and said, I have a client. You and Mary have always wanted to be in Spain. This client is inheriting this house. She's English. She's inheriting it. Now, I've spoken to someone who's a bit politically correct, and he said, can you not use this example? She's inheriting it from her dead stepmother, who used to be her stepfather.
Okay.
I say that to check in that the audience is listening, that's all. She doesn't want it. Unfortunately, she's struggling with cancer, but they have a holiday home in Italy. She does not want anything to do with it. If you can clear the house of old maid's clothes and deal with the lawyers down in southern Spain, she will sell it to you half price. But you need a ringer now. So I said, thank you, Tony. I put the phone down. I rang her. We had a conversation. I drove an hour and a half the next day to her house to pick up the keys. We couldn't fly out to Spain for 2 weeks. And we were up north, 4 hours from home. And I dumped the car in Newcastle Airport and we got on a plane to Malaga. And Mary, my partner, said, what if I don't like it? I said, I'll flip him. Well, buy it anyway. It's half price. We'll do something.
Yeah, yeah. It's something as well.
It was a dream home. And the reason I mention that is because we had been telling people for years what we were wanting to do. We were wanting to live in the heat. We were now looking at Spain. We'd been all over southern Spain. Mm. And that how it came about. And we bought, don't tell me you can't buy discounted properties, because we've got this 50% below market value, you know.
Not bad.
Anything is not bad. It's pretty, except the Spanish government are unique. They tax you on the difference. And oh man, I bet you don't get that in France, do you?
No, they tax us on a lot of things. But that one.
I said, what happens if I buy gold and the price goes up? Will you tax me on the uplift? No. What happens if I sell this house and the price has gone down and I'm in a loss? Will you give me the money back? No. So I said to my lawyer, can I fight this? She said, yes, but it'll take 5 years and cost you more than it'll cost.
And you will lose anyway.
Pay the tax, pay the bloody tax. So we paid the tax, but it was still huge. So the point I make is anything's possible.
And
people sell themselves short. And you know, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Andy. So guys, I think it's time to say goodbye to Andy and I will make sure that he comes back on the podcast because I enjoyed it so much. So Andy, thanks again.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. I've enjoyed it as well because I love what you're doing. And we're in the similar lanes of the motorway. Let's just get it out there and share it. And I'd love to work with you more. It's what you're doing is awesome.